It's exactly 10:15 on a Thursday, 10th of April, 2025. Officially, we're coming in, guests are joining us. And I did mention that I'll be joined by Mike on the mic, and obviously full names, Mr. Mike Peary. And he's in studio with me right now, joining us for our health talk. And today we are covering what happens in therapy, why therapy is important, demystifying the process of stigma and all. Also, it's all under mental health. And I know that all of us now know, all of us have an idea or know what therapy is. And okay, just to break the deadlock, therapy is what people do for to relieve or heal a disorder or something. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Mike on the mic. Welcome. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Good to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Looking sharp as always. Just bring the mic closer to you. Just bring it to you. So own it. It's your mic.
Okay?
It's your mic. You can own it.
Okay.
I think that is okay.
You have one on me right now.
Yeah, I do. I do. I know that because last week you did one on me, so. How's week been?
It's been good. Busy but good.
Busy but good. Yeah, busy is good, right?
Yeah, it is.
Busy is good. Yeah. And weekend is coming, so you rest.
Yes.
All right, so our conversation today, the stigma that is going on around mental health, but today we are focusing on therapy. So first is first, what is therapy?
It's the process of healing that people go through. Most of the times when they come into to see a psychologist or a therapist, they have to go through the process called therapy, right? The word itself, therapy, as you can see, even where I come from, it's therapon, right? It looks like therapy on, but it's therapon. Not therapy on. It's therapo. It comes from the Greek word, which therapy has to do with being a servant, somebody that heals people, or somebody that wakes up early in the morning. It comes from the ancient type of looking at reality, right? Somebody that wakes up pretty early in the morning, prepares the fire for everyone to be warmed. There's the therapy aspect of it, right?
Okay.
So people are warmed. So it's a warming session. It's a process where people come in to receive the warmth so that there is healing that takes place.
Okay. Funny, good you've mentioned session. So I know that a lot of people know that the therapy is something that you do, but you have to sit down with somebody, talk to somebody.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to sit down with somebody that is skilled.
Skilled.
Yes.
A therapist.
A therapist or a psychologist.
A psychologist.
Yes.
So what is the difference between the two?
Well, I think it's dependent on qualifications mostly. Psychologists mostly are on the higher side. A therapist can be somebody that just has a degree or something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I've never really attended a session of therapy regarding illness or anything mental or anything. But I'm curious though, what actually happens in session? Can you walk us through it? What really goes on there?
Well, it's a process, right? I'll start with how people look at therapy. Most people become very anxious, especially in the first time when they come in, but it's a process. And the process involves, in the first session, it's a conversation, but the conversation is in parts.
Okay.
Right? There's the exploration aspect of it, right? I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you're audible, yeah.
There's the exploration aspect of it where I'm trying to get to know you as a person, your pain, the people around you, your purpose, and all those other things. So we explore, right? But we're using tools to explore. We just don't have a conversation. It's a process where we're using tools to explore. And then from there, there is an aspect of, from exploration, there's challenge. We begin to challenge the core belief system, your own subjective experiences that you've come with, right? Now we're using, to challenge, we use objective truth, right? Because truth is what is curative in therapy.
Yeah.
We cannot sit and start lying to each other, right? So one of the things that I'm equipped with as a psychologist is that I need to have the truth, which is the objective truth to use in therapy to deal with the issues around it. And that's the whole process. And the last part is mostly, that we're talking about the first session. Then there's the action part where now you, the person who's come in, has to outline what you want to achieve by the end of the whole process. So we outline the goals one by one. By the end of the process, I want this, I want this, I want this. There could be as many goals as you want, right? So In the next session, we'll recap on what we talked about, what was the takeaway, and we go through that process. So it's a whole process altogether.
It's a whole process. So some would say it's a process of talking about problems. I did not need a mavuda. I need therapy, Like talking. Is that true? It's a process of just talking.
It's a myth. Talking is a myth. It's talking in a strategic way. Now, therapy is not just a venting session where you just go.
Oh, yeah, that's vent, a good word, venting.
Right? Yeah. It's strategic. We explore patterns, core beliefs, like I said, memories, emotional memories, and even your body responses, right? Oh. If you sit across me in session, I'm able to tell from your affect, the way you present yourself, I'm reading through the body language. If you sit with your hands crossed like this, that tells me something and all that. All those reactions are taken into consideration, right? Okay. Now, we use what we call structured tools.
Okay.
So, I've got tools. That's different from just venting. So, if you come in, there are tools like thought record sheet, trauma mapping, emotional regulation techniques. And yes, you do talk. But that talk is aimed at something. It's aimed at giving us insights. And those insights that we're going to get from that conversation, which is therapeutic, has to bring about transformation.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you are from Therapon, right?
Yes.
What types of therapy might someone experience at Therapon? What types of therapy are there?
So there are different types, right? We use what is called the human integrative model, right?
Okay.
Which includes there's what we call cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which targets your cognition, your thoughts, right? Your thoughts, then your emotions, then we look into your physiology, then we go into your behavior. Mm. Because we understand that your thoughts about what is happening around you will trigger the emotions, and then how you're going to feel in your body, then how you're going to act as a person. So we have to go through the whole process of mapping out that. So there's what we call behavioral therapy, but there's also psychodynamics, right? That's also another technique. Then there's narrative therapy, then there's conversion therapy. Now, conventional therapy has to do with the spiritual aspect, because there are people that come in with some of their spiritual issues, right? So everyone is unique.
So even spiritual?
Yes.
They need therapy.
Yes, that's conversional therapy.
Oh, okay.
Right? So they have to go through a process of conversion.
Now, I'm curious about that one, but you can go ahead.
We'll talk about it.
I will bring it back.
So every person is unique. Now, therapy isn't a one-size-fits-all. Meaning that I don't use the same tactics with everybody else around, right? Because every person is unique. Our goal is to always find the sound that makes you get back to find the symphony of your life. That's the goal, because everyone is unique.
Okay.
That's the process.
All right. So those types, I'm still curious there, but yeah. I know that we see in these movies that somebody has an accident, they go through therapy. These movies that we see different types of therapy for different types of reasons. Why now in an African setup, I don't think we grew up knowing even what a therapy is.
Yes.
Until now. Until now. So why is therapy important even in an African context? And before you answer that, do we have can you rate that a lot of people in the country know and go to therapies in this country?
Not a lot of people, right? In cities, yes, we have people that are now more aware of the fact that they need to do therapy, right? We have workplaces, like I said, there are workplaces that are now aware that we need to integrate therapy into the work system where people can actually receive help. But that's a profound question, the one that you've asked about Africa, right?
Yeah.
Now, in Africa, we are deeply communal, meaning that in our community setup, which is not so much individualistic, but we are adopting all those other individualistic way of living. In our communal, what is happening is that we have people that are still suffering in silence, right? Now, therapy does not replace family or faith.
Okay.
It doesn't take away that. It enables the family system and the faith system as well. It's being used as a tool to help individuals process their pain, even generational trauma. Because in our families, we do have generational tremors that are contributing. You can pass on the genes that are most susceptible to mental condition, like we talked about last time, right?
Yes.
And emotional struggles. So it's a safe place. It's in a structured way in which we deal with issues. Just as you visit a doctor for physical pain, the soul itself. Now, the soul is made up of, it's three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
There's the will, your desires, and then also your emotions, right? Combined, it also needs an expert to tend to it, just like you go and visit a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one and the same. So therapy bridges the gap between the cultural wisdom that we get and also personal healing.
Okay.
So it's important in an African setup as well.
I like that you've brought the part of cultural wisdom.
Cultural
wisdom. The one that we grew up with.
We grew up with. For example, I can tell you this. We have a group of men. It's called the Therapon League of Men.
Okay.
Right? So what we're trying to do with the League of Men is bring back that masculine energy that a man needs to have.
Mm-hmm.
But we're tapping into our culture as well. Because we did have initiation processes in our culture that was very essential to transition to you being an adult.
Yeah, from boy to adult.
So that is very essential. So we talked to those guys that were like initiators. What were the lessons that could be integrated into a manhood? Right? Into a man being a man. So all this research is there. It has been done using psychology and how we can bring back the initiation process, not as weird as it used to be, but how can we get the principles and practice them moving on forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's clear that therapy is very, very important, right? before we go even further, who is supposed to go for therapy? Or what type of person should go for therapy? Or why?
Yeah. Very interesting. Who should go for therapy?
Yes,
I think the who borders on the fact that we do have people that are struggling to function, your functionality on a daily basis. And then you're having struggles. There's so much stress. There's so much pain. And it's visible. People can see it and you can feel it and all that. All those people are liable for therapy to go and see somebody who could explain. And there are a lot of people that have gone in for physical checkups, right? Like gone in for physical checkups, but they can't find what's going on. Most of them, if you go to UTH and all that, they'll be referred to go and see somebody like a psychologist to just try to explore. Maybe there's something psychological going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one thing that I'll tell you. The relationship between the mind and the body, very intimate.
Very intimate.
Yeah. Like when that. One is affected, the other begins to sympathize. And that's very key. You could be going through something very physical, right? You have an accident and all this. That will affect your mind. So even those people that have been traumatized through accidents and all, they do need therapy, right? You're recovering from a chronic illness. Therapy needs to be integrated into the very structure of helping you gain back. So you cannot neglect the other and think like, well, you just heal on the other side.
Yeah.
Right? So it's that. For me, I feel like I strongly believe, not just feel, but I strongly believe that we need to integrate that in the very process, the way we integrate physical help, right? You have a doctor who sees you. You should be able to see a psychologist as well.
Oh, okay.
Somebody to help you.
That is well said. Yeah. So you've told us what really goes through in a session. What if someone doesn't know where to start? What if they freeze up?
Usually that's common.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's common in a session. Somebody comes in, and I think I've had a number of clients that come in. It could be these adolescents or somebody just doesn't want to open up,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's also dependent on why they're coming into therapy. Some of them have been kicked into therapy, right? Somebody just pushes, you need to do this, right?
Go, yeah.
Oh, and then when they sit there, they say, I don't want to talk. Right? So they freeze up. That's very common for most people, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the silence tells us more than the words itself. The very fact that somebody is silent tells me more of what's going on with them. You understand that?
Okay.
The very fact that they don't want to open up is actually an indicator that a person might be going through something very deep. So sometimes I sit in silence with them, even for an hour session. You just
what?
Sit there. Yes. I've done that several times. Yes, silence.
1 hour.
Just an hour.
Wow.
And then you just ask them if they need some water. And then they sit there in silence. Two people breathing, sitting in silence.
Okay.
And that is also therapy.
It's done. That's also therapy. Okay. And when they go and when they come back, you keep building there. Now, therapy is not a performance. Remember, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And for you to go through that process, it's not the first time that you open up. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you're meeting somebody that you don't know and they don't know you and you don't understand what's going on. So there's need also for that. It's a whole process that they have to go through.
Okay. That is interesting. now I'm curious. Huh? I want to go into therapy. Can one go to therapy even if they are too happy or too excited? Because there's this notion, there's this common notion that you go to therapy when you're sad and feeling low and going through something. And I think happiness is also a feeling. Yes, like going through happiness. Yes. Can you go into therapy?
Yes.
If you're happy?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, it's a silly question, but happy, just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Therapy is not just for suffering.
Good. Good
it's
answer.
Not just for suffering. Like good I'm going answer. Through pain, then I have to go into therapy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What you find, and I think I mentioned this in the last presentation, is that in developed countries, they have integrated in the very structure of their economy, mm-hmm. right? If I need growth, I need to go into therapy. If I'm about to make a big decision, I can go into therapy in order for me to decide business decisions and all this. The guys that are gambling on whether they should make this decision or not, mm-hmm. therapy also helps to help you decide and know what you need to do, clarity of thought. Right?
Yeah.
So you could be very excited about even people that go into marriage. Do you think that's suffering?
Well, no.
It's not. They go for premarital, counseling.
That's therapy as well,
right? It's therapy as well. Nice. They have to go through that whole process. So we do all that for them. It's not just for suffering.
Ah.
Sometimes I am not too clear about myself. Mm-hmm. Then I need to go in and receive expert, skilled help. I need to get the tools. Sometimes we do not have the psychological resources mm-hmm. to deal with our current reality in whatever state that it's in. And when you go in there, you receive the tools.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So you are happy, you're excited, you go to therapy.
Go in. Let's check out your happiness, right? Is it sustainable?
What is the source of your happiness?
Like, is it sustainable?
And why are you happy? Now I imagine I'm gonna go to therapy. You should just allow me some. I come to therapy when I'm very happy.
Please come in. We share your happiness. You could have found the code to others being happy. We could share that. So we also gain insight.
Find the secret to happiness.
Yes. Like, why are you happy?
You guys just joining us. It's Health Talk right here on the Saga Radio 977 on the Mid Morning Magic. My name is Barton. I'm here with Mike Ashley Piri, otherwise known as Mike on the Mic, and he's from Therapon. Obviously, we are talking about demystifying the process of breaking the stigma in mental health and also today we are unwrapping the therapy and cover today and what really happens and why it matters. So if you're too happy, you can also go for therapy. So let's talk about this. What should someone not expect in the first session of therapy?
Well, in the first session, they shouldn't expect a diagnostic label mm-hmm. or a magic fix.
Okay.
This is not a one-time miracle session, mm-hmm. right? I always tell people I don't do hit and runs when it comes to therapy.
Okay, that's a good
good
way of using it. Yeah,
we are not doing that, mm-hmm. right? Because therapy is a process, right? Don't expect judgment. We leave that at the door. Mm-hmm. Expect this. Truth is key. Even biblically, Jesus said, the truth shall do what?
Set you free. Yeah.
Now, we say that the truth sets you free spiritually, psychologically, physically as well. You need truth, right? So expect truth. Expect presence, expect structure. There's a structure to how things are done, mm-hmm. and then expect care.
Okay.
Therapy is the art. It's an art altogether of rehumanizing you, getting back to giving, putting back humanity in you. And that takes time.
Okay.
I've had people saying, one session, I think I'll be fine. Like, no.
No,
sir.
One session,
no, madam. We need to go through the process. There's a commitment to be built through her whole process. You're only going to enjoy the benefits of therapy if you go through the process.
Wow.
If you shortcut it, you won't get it. And I've had clients and even clients' relatives mm-hmm. coming to me. No, he never even got better. And all this, like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Listen, he shortcut the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And because you do that, that's on you. That's not on me. So there's that commitment. It's not magic.
Too true. So yeah. No hit and run, no one station or one hit wonder. You just come and you go. So Mike, whilst you're talking about the first session, why is the first session so critical in someone's healing journey?
Because it shatters the silence, right? And what do I mean by that? It changes the internal narrative of a person from I am alone, I've been dealing with this alone, to I'm being understood, I'm being heard, I'm being felt. And people need those things. Now, I could talk of women and men, they need different things when they come into therapy.
Too true.
Women want to be felt like I've been felt. Somebody felt me, right? Men want to be challenged. Remember the challenge process that mentioned?
Yes.
They want to be challenged. They want to be equipped in order for them to function as men when they go in there. So many people carry pen like it's a locked vault. Like, they just keep it inside them, right? So the first session gives them the key, beginning to unlock that vault so that you are now dealing with your issues in a safe place. It reminds them that pain is not a prison. We're just passing through this.
It's not
remember
a prison.
What I said? Remember what I said last time?
Yeah.
Like, what I do as a psychologist is to tour your hell. So I will shine light. We're passing through. We're not staying here.
To help someone find
so
the reason.
So pain needs meaning, needs to be packaged aright. Or otherwise, it will keep piling up and then it affects you as a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, say, so you did mention that shortcutting or not having finished their stations or the therapy stations. I know that this is possible as well, that someone could have a bad experience in the therapy station. So what if someone had a bad experience with a therapist before?
Well, it happens and it hurts. But like any other profession, there are mismatches. Sometimes you don't match. You know, there are mismatches that goes on. There are people that come in and say, for me, I just want to see a male. So they have a preference.
Okay.
And then they have a preference of a female. I just want to see females. There's somebody that actually called me and told me, I respect you, Mike, but I don't want to see you.
No, not
I,
you,
Mike. I want to see a female. Can you give me a female? I'm like, okay, no
like
problem,
that.
Sir.
I
you
like
get,
that.
So there are all those. Right? Now, don't let a bad encounter rob you from the whole process of therapy, because therapy works.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. So what message do you have for someone still on the fence about therapy or trying therapy? I think I'm one of those people that I've never really been in a therapy session, but I'll give you one. Okay.
Come and see me.
Okay.
No charges, sir.
No charges.
Yes, sir.
Like for real?
For real. You have my word.
With you,
I'm on
okay,
air.
With you, or can I pick?
Pick.
Okay, so what message do you have for people like me, still on the fence, still think, I've fed up in a veve?
I'll say this, and this is one of the things that one of our lecturers used to tell us a lot, right? Life doesn't give you an opportunity to deal with yourself. Life happens. You woke up this morning, there are demands on you. You have to take your kids to school, you have to do this, you have to get into life. So it never carves out the time for you to deal with you, to just sit with you, right? And I'll add on to that. Life doesn't come with a manual, right?
No.
But you do not have to figure it out alone. Therapy is not just about surviving. It's about thriving. I always talk about the three processes that involve. There's you're a victim maybe to circumstances of suffering and all that, but you need to move from victimhood to survivor to thriving. It's about thriving.
Okay.
That session you have been avoiding might be the conversation that changes everything.
Okay.
The very places where I've got people that are still on the fence. They don't want to make a decision. Look, in the first session, you got nothing to lose. Come and see. You know, you got nothing to lose. You come out of there, maybe this is what you need. But most Zambians, one thing that I would say, and this is the funny thing that I would say about Zambians, Zambians, you need to kick them into therapy.
Get out.
And then when they're there, guess what? They don't want to come out.
And they're like, this is nice. I'm coming back tomorrow.
I needed this. I know you needed this. Like, yeah, why? I didn't know. Like, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I like the message. Yeah, I like the message.
So that's the message.
That's the message.
Like, look, you can't do this alone. Life, you need others around you. And there are processes that are there to help you deal with you. You don't know it. I don't know it. I have a psychologist.
You?
Yes.
And that was my next question. Have you been through therapy?
Yes.
You have.
I had to deal with my own traumas, right? Growing up and all those, I had to deal with my own traumas. Took me a while, years into therapy.
Wow.
Even our master's program, there is a component where you do therapy with each other, right? So that you are okay. As you go in there to help others.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. One more question before we ask you the conclusion. But this is, I don't know, you can choose whether you answer it as one word answer.
Please.
Or, but I know, knowing you, explanation is going to be there, Mike. I know. Does everybody need therapy? Everybody?
No.
Okay.
No.
That is your answer? That's all?
You want me to explain? Well, not everyone needs therapy. Our very existence as human beings need to be therapeutic.
Okay.
Our marriages need to be therapeutic.
Okay.
Our family relationships need to be therapeutic. Our workplace need to be therapeutic. But because we have toxicity around us in people, in environments and all this, hence we need therapy.
All right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well said. So in conclusion, how can people reach out to start their own journey of a Therapon or for therapy?
Okay, so we have a page, there's Therapon Consultancy on Facebook. And also we are based in Chilenje Chalala, near Arthur Wiener School. You'll find just right there on the 10, where it's written Therapon Consultancy. They can reach out to us and then give it a try and see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice one. So I must you on the...
Yes, you are, sir. When do you want to come?
We'll talk about that. So
we'll be talking about it on radio all the time.
The therapy?
Yes.
After I do it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Looking forward to that one. So your last remarks as we conclude before I let you go.
Well, therapy is one of the modes through which is available to deal with our issues that we have in life, or even just to package ourselves right.
Yeah.
It is recommended that you don't have to go through stuff alone. There is a mod, a system that is there that is working, has worked for hundreds of years for other people. It can also work for us as well. I know there are people that are very skeptical about the whole process and all that, but skepticism does not help you until when you try out and see.
Okay.
Test and see. Then you come out of there with your own experience. With your own experience, you have so much to tell. Not other people's experience, but your own experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right. Am I seeing you again?
Yes, you are. Next week, I'm back with another topic.
I thought you said see you in therapy.
You are coming, sir.
All right, there you have it. That is Mike on the Mic, otherwise known as Mike Ashley Peary from Therapon. So but that's all for our health talk for today on the show, though. We're talking about therapy and covered, what really happens and why it matters. So not everybody needs therapy, but you need therapy. You need therapy. So try it and then you will testify. That's all for now. Catch you again next week right here on the show.
The Mead Morning Magic, where the music is hot and the coffee is strong. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.